we go. Hour number three, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Phone number, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. Also Tuesday means Quinn Hillier from the QuinnHillier.com website.
Experience.
Yes, experience, and also author of Matt Jones, the trilogy, joins us now. Hey, Quinn.
Hello, y'all.
I think, yeah, the Quinn Hillier Experience might be title for the website. And but Don does a lot of work, of course, over at Washington Examiner. Good morning to you, and why you remain a never-Trumper, Quinn, and what that means.
Well, what that means is absolutely not that that I would ever support the left. Absolutely not that that I did support Hillary Clinton, which I did not do. Absolutely not all sorts of things. It just means that I will not vote for Trump. But it also means that that I do not accept that it is just a binary choice. The whole point was, last time, up until Trump had the nomination, I was still trying to find a way for somebody other than Trump to get the Republican nomination. And this time, I am hoping that somebody emerges to somehow get the Republican nomination this time. But I can vote third, basically vote right in, which is what I did last time. I voted for Mike Pence. And I just cannot bring myself to vote for Trump.
Okay, a couple things here. I mean, at first, I do like the fact that you talk about it's not a binary choice, although that's the way it is framed by so many. It's either, you know, you're in or you're out, which is bothersome. I mean, I guess we've been trained that way, that this system, Democrat or Republican, has trained people that way. But when you talk about trying to find somebody else, writing in Pence in 2016, now we can't go back in the time machine and rerun this, but a lot of people had said that none of them, other than then-candidate, now President Donald Trump, could have beaten Hillary Clinton.
I have always rejected that. I've always said that 11 or 12 of the 17 Republicans that ran that year could have and would have beaten Hillary Clinton. Most of them, I think, more easily than Trump would have. You cannot prove something that was never tested.
But people showed up to vote for Trump that had not showed up to vote in the past.
Let me finish. Was the single weakest candidate the Democrats have put up since George McGovern, and I thought she was beatable by just about anybody.
Okay. People will go and say, okay, you look at this, then the primary process vets out what the Republicans want. And what the Republicans wanted through the primary process is Donald Trump to run against Hillary Clinton.
Nope. What it showed was that a plurality of Republican voters wanted Donald Trump.
Correct. I'm sorry.
A plurality out of 17.
Yes.
It was only very, very, very late in the primary process that when the only choices were Trump and Cruz and Kasich, that that it started showing a majority of Republican voters actually wanting Trump. For almost the entire process, you had something like 60 to 70% of Republicans wanting somebody else, and you had even more than 50% saying that they would not vote for Trump, period. Now, that started changing once he started racking up plurality victories.
Oh, okay. So let's go to the X's and O's. Let's run the tape here. We're sitting there on a Saturday morning after the game, and the Republican voters who did not want to vote for Trump, but they would vote for the Republican, would vote for Trump. But what then-candidate, now President Trump, did is bring new people to the voting booth. I mean, that was shown in the Rust Belt states, people that had been out of the cycle or maybe had voted Democrat in the past. I mean, to heck with the... This is what I tell folks. I mean, they're like, oh, well, I'm a rock-ribbed Republican. I always vote Republican. I said, then you're not of concern in an election. It's the people that swing that are of concern.
Look, we've gone over this again and again. I'm not trying to replay 2016. We went through all that in 2016, the first part of 2017. I've been doing this game for over 40 years, and I think otherwise. I do not think that that he did bring in that many more people that other Republican candidates would not have brought in when the choice was Hillary Clinton. But look, that's not the point of of what I was writing, is not to replay 2016.
But you're looking at 2020.
And the point is, there have been a whole series of columns out there just ripping Never Trumpers and misstating what Never Trumpers believe. So I wrote another column saying, I still am one, but you're misrepresenting what we believe. You're certainly misrepresenting what I believe. And so I laid it out, and I do urge people to go out there and read it at the Washington Examiner. And it was a column in the midst of which I've had something like 14 columns in the last couple of weeks, almost every one of the others of which criticized the Democrats, criticized the left, or say good things that the Trump administration is doing, like a new education plan. So it's not something where it's this absolutism. If I say I won't vote for Trump, doesn't mean that I'm just going to trash him all the time, because I don't. I can point out numerous columns where I've said good things about various things his administration is doing.
Policy by policy, you have had a lot of agreement with this administration. So your issue is with
it, but certainly not all of it. But yes,
right.
Policy by policy, some of it.
Okay, so by the policies, yes, but by the person, no. And I want to go to this part of your post up, your editorial at the Washington Examiner. You said in this paragraph, "I can't vote for Trump because I believe in the long term he is doing more harm to conservatism and his country than good accomplished by some of his administration's temporary policy achievements." I think this is one of the most interesting sentences in there, because that's one of the things I wonder, that does this change conservatism going forward? What will the Republican Party, maybe it'll be like a phoenix from the ashes, but you think no?
I think no, and I'm glad you chose that sentence. That is the single key sentence in the whole column. Look, I think you can appeal and should appeal. As a matter of fact, you go back and look, and you know this, that I was writing for years and years that Republicans needed to start appealing again to so-called blue-collar constituencies, to otherwise sometimes known working-class constituencies. You can do that without turning off others. Ronald Reagan didn't win by kicking people out and turning people away. He attracted. He went. The way I used to describe it is, you can go right and center at the same time. Ronald Reagan did it by making what conservatives believed, making clear why it should be attractive to the blue-collar workers across the Rust Belt, without scaring off, suburban women, the proverbial soccer moms, without insulting people. I think you can do that again. And the problem is, you have so many young people. People under 30 are supporting Democrats at something like a 75% to 25% clip, and that spells doom for the long-term conservative movement if we can't attract the people that very soon are going to be the majority of voters in the country. Ronald Reagan actually was supported. You go back and look at the polls. Media didn't understand it, but he was supported by about 55% or 60% of those under 35 years old. Donald Trump is just the opposite. That's what I mean by the long-term problems that he causes for conservatism by the divisive way he goes about things.
Do you think it's fair to compare what the political environment that Reagan faced with the political environment in 2016 when Donald Trump announced he was running for president?
No, I'm not saying the political environment is the same, but I'm saying that the approach, the principles can and should be the same. As a matter of fact, Trump makes it even more difficult if he is also going to be turning off black and Hispanic voters in the way that, he has done, in addition to young voters, because demographically we are a lot less white than we were. And I'm not saying in terms of policy. I'm saying in terms of tone, approach, sort of a welcome and add rather than divide and conquer. You win by adding, not by dividing and conquering.
Well,
that's just the way that I've always gone about that.
Okay, and I hear what you're saying. At the same time, I look at the field, right, the field of competition from the Democrat side, and maybe it's that the whole change has not been in the people, but the general tenor and the rhetoric out there, because what was decried that President Trump, then candidate Trump, was saying on the campaign trail, Republicans, some Republicans adopted it. I think it was silly when it didn't fit those people. I heard them campaigning, and I'm like, you wouldn't really say that. You're just trying to emulate the president. But Democrats now are more and more their own version, and the words are different, but at the tenor of President Trump with the rhetoric. So maybe there's not room for this old line, you know, stayed collar Republican discussion here. Even Reagan may not recognize the political landscape today if you dropped him in.
I think it's for Republicans, it is very good that the Democrats have gone crazy. They've gone crazy not just in tone, but on substance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are so far left that they're way beyond left field. And that's going to play right into Republican hands, which probably means it will play into Trump's hands. And they're crazy. I mean, this Green New Deal, this embrace of socialism, this Medicare for all, these $93 trillion plans, that's not America. And I spend most of my columns explaining why that's not America. And I think that turns people off, and it will hand something right back to Trump, which is fine. It's a lot better than going with one of these crazies. But if the Democrats are smart enough to nominate, say, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, who actually in tone and tenor is sort of more Reagan-esque, even though obviously policy-wise he's more left. But he's an old line, sort of moderate liberal.
Mm-hmm.
If they nominate him against Trump, I think he beats Trump.
Well,
and I would not want Hickenlooper. He's too liberal for me. I'm just saying that's what I still think will win if you do it right.
This is a question I've asked a few times over the last 10 days or so, and I'd love to get your take on it. From the Democrat side, I watched this march to the left, and listen, in the primary function, Democrats will go left, Republicans will go right. It's just a commonality, and you know that. But do you think there's a point that's too far left for a Democrat candidate? Do you think, where is that point that's so far left that one won't go? Because I don't think it exists right now, Quinn.
It's looking like it doesn't exist. I mean, some of these things that the ignorant AOC says, some of the things that Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, who has beclowned himself, some of the things these people say, reparations and all that kind of stuff, they're insane. I mean, they are not American. But what I'm saying is that if they do that, they will lose. They will lose, and they will deserve. They do deserve to lose. But they also could create room in the middle for a Howard Schultz, who actually is in middle. He's just middle compared to their lefties, because he's pretty left. But there's a new political party in 22 states called the Alliance Party that is almost precisely in the center. There could finally be the creation of a new centrist party if the Republicans stay with Trump and the liberals go with a Kamala Harris.
Quinn, do you think Nancy Pelosi is seeing that, and with her comments recently that they're not, the House is not going to try to impeach Donald Trump unless something clear comes out from one of the Mueller reports or elsewhere, but she's kind of distancing herself from the impeachment talk. Do you think she's trying to kind of rein that far left back to the center with her eyes on 2020?
Yeah, which is pretty bizarre to think of Nancy Pelosi as center, because she used to define, just about define the left,
sure,
of the Democratic Party.
But it's moved so far left, she's probably stayed in the same place that now she looks.
Exactly, that's the point. That's how crazy left have gone, is that she's now considered center. But yes, that's exactly what she's doing, because she knows that what AOC is doing, what Kamala Harris is doing, you know, questioning people's faith in Senate hearings, pushing the Green New Deal. She knows that's electoral poison for the Democrats, and she doesn't want to see it happen. I mean, she's not a lady I like, but she's no dummy.
Here we go. Quinn, if people want to pick up a copy of the trilogy, how do they get it?
They get it at Amazon. .com, and it's Mad Jones, three different books with the title, various versions of Mad Jones. Just type in Amazon, Mad Jones, Quinn Hillier, and I think you'll like it, and it's not political. It's a good, fun novel.
All right. On the political side over at the Washington Examiner, and if they want to interact with you on Twitter, what's your handle there?
At Quinn Hillier, one N, two L's.
All right, Quinn, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And at this point, too, we'll go ahead and open up the floodgates, and y'all can hop on the line, 343-0106.
It's that easy. Just dial the number.
That's right. And Philip will get you put through, and we'll talk to you coming up next. Also read a few of these texts. But love to hear your voice, 343-0106. What's your take? All right, it's 828 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday as we let the dust settle here. Hey, what if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? I'm talking about the folks at CSpire. One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, including the new, introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. All right, from the text line here at 343-0106, 343-0106. Do we need to still have the disclaimer discussion? People, you got to understand this, that different opinions are welcome. I quite often disagree with Quinn's take on the on President Trump and some other issues. Some things I agree with Quinn on. The way Quinn says he agrees, some things I agree with him, some things I don't. I am not an absolutist of any sort, and I am always worried about absolutists. When people call me and they'll say, whatever candidate, it's not even president, it could be local, but this person's perfect, you know, I'm like, you're not a grown-up.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not a grown-up if you think this person is perfect.
And that he's in, you know, he writes opinion pieces. Mm-hmm. Quinn, not a straight news journalist, although I'm sure he's probably done that in the past.
But, he did in the old days, yeah.
But he is an opinion writer. And, you know, what's more boring than someone who has the same opinions of everyone? I mean,
well, there's other people that do that, okay? And that will let no one on with an opposing view. I think it's better for the discussion. But so there's a lot of people, I think, on these texts that make some good points, interesting. And there's some that say, you shouldn't let Quinn talk. I disagree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. If you don't think there's any, this is not a place where I'm going to ban him having a voice. I'm going to disagree with it. But I'm not going to say you have no right to talk. Now, a lot of y'all saying I'm not buying a thing Quinn says. That's cool. You know, somebody said he's a rhino, he's a neocon. But like here, like Supermom says here, I like this, just a turn of phrase here. I think Quinn feels about Trump like I feel about Quinn. I cannot stand him.
I don't think Trump is damaging conservatism. He's fighting for what conservatives believe in, strong borders. I think a majority of people evolve into conservatism as they age. It all boils down to Quinn doesn't like Trump on a personal level. I think he makes that, I guess he makes that pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how about you? You think there's any room for discussion? And should there be another Republican rise in the primaries? Should that be allowed to happen?
836 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. How are you, big guy?
Doing fantastic today. Today, the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web, and what better way to celebrate than heading over to McConnellAutomotive.com and checking out the inventory?
I tell you, it's like watching the Forrest Gump movie. I don't know if they had the www dot in there, but it has changed a lot about car shopping. And I tell you, Dalton, we've always tried to make it easy since 1955 when my granddad started. And I think the easiest way to shop for a car is definitely the internet. The only problem is a lot of our competitors put a price on the internet, and they actually don't honor it when people go to the dealership. And one of the great things about our store is we really have a lot of integrity, and when you check out our prices, don't we actually will honor them. What a concept, right?
Yeah, seriously.
And one of the things I want everybody to check out is these last remaining 2018 Z71s and Sierras that are two-wheel and four-wheel drives. And you know, the 2019 truck has blown everybody's mind. It's the new six-function tailgate truck. And, you know, we got some remaining 18 models that are up to 20% off. Some dealers doing 15. We've gone all the way to 20. And I just don't want anybody to miss out on those deals. And, again, we've got six different SUVs that fit everybody. And all they have to do is go to our website, www.McConnellAutomotive.com, Dalton. That's all they have to do.
All right. That's some good stuff. We appreciate it, Mitch.
Y'all enjoy your day.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
Is he short a W?
I think so. If you go to www. You might, might end up with some ransomware.
Yeah,
I know some people who've had some ransomware.
Yeah, so do the three W, or don't do a W at all.
Yeah,
don't have to.
I Google McConnell Automotive. That's
right.
Usually the fastest way for me.
And you don't have to. Pretty much, if you go into whatever browser you're using, you type in an address, you can drop the triple double. I remember doing commercials in the early days of internet. People have a website, and they'd want it really slowly. Be www. dot, you know, ABC Widget Company dot. COM. I mean, I remember them going, I said that took like 20 seconds of your commercial.
Even here. Songs now, pop culture references. Remember when, was it the Today Show? I can't remember who it was. It was a long time ago. And they were talking about the invention of the World Wide Web. And they were.
Thank you,
Al
Gore.
They didn't know what the at sign meant.
Right.
The A with the circle around it. That was pretty funny. And then you got like Alan Jackson's song, www.memory, which is probably 20 years old now at this point. Wouldn't even be relative now. It would just be, you know, memory.
Yeah. Or memories.
Memories.
A song from Cats. You should have done. All right, to the phones at 343-0106. And John in Robertsdale up next. Hey, John.
Hey, hope you guys are all doing well.
You too,
Quinn,
man.
Nailed it on the point. Well, actually, both you guys did. The left is so far left that bleeding heart liberals in the 90s are now the center.
Right. It has shifted.
You know, I totally disagree with his take on 2016 and how Trump won. There's no way that a Republican wins Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota unless people who'd never voted before or Democrats crossed over to Trump. And Trump brings that. No other Republican brings that to the table.
You know, you wonder how that shifts with what we talked about with the left, because that's why I asked the question, is there a point that's too far left? Because if not, that may open up in the future,
you know, usually the pendulum swings, right? You get two terms for a Republican, two terms for a Democrat, two terms for a Republican, very boring. I wonder if you would see something change there if the polarization gets even more, if it'll, you know, if they keep thinking we got to chase left to win, at least in the primary, and then the person comes out of the primary won't moderate for a general, I mean a Democrat, and that gives the Republicans a place where they can stand pretty close to right of center, just right of center, not far right, and seem like the good option.
I go by the Facebook Fox News factor.
Okay.
And when you're watching these leftist socialists and communists talk, look at the amount of angry faces that are popping up. It's usually 3 to 5 to 1.
What do you mean by that? I mean, the angry faces, like, they pop up on the screen, or what?
Yeah, absolutely. When you watch, like, Kamala Harris speak, or...
Oh, okay, you're talking about the
AOC
little things,
speak.
The floating emoji thing. Okay, now I know
exactly.
What you're talking about. Okay, well, it took
exactly.
me a second.
Exactly. Count the number, just, you know, every now and then glance back and forth, you know, count the number of likes, which is usually, like, 112. Count the number of loves, which is usually, like, 8. Count the number of angry. It's usually like 4,000.
Well, I'll do that. I'll start doing that, like counting sheep when I go to sleep. Except I would say that those people that chime in, and I preach this around here off air, those people that chime in are often the unhappiest people will chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't call the, you know, you don't call the customer service line to tell them how much you enjoyed the product. We probably should sometime. You probably leave somebody leaning if you called up and had a product you liked and said, hey, I wanted to call just to let you know I bought your whatever it was and it's great.
Yeah, and the people that do that are probably the most enjoyable people to be around on earth, the people that call with good news. You know, I can't disagree with Quinn's take that Hillary Clinton was a weak candidate, but mm-hmm. I just don't think any of the other Republican people that were in the primary would have capitalized on that. And I think Trump went after her hard enough to reveal those weaknesses. If you look back at the TV shows, at media before that election, before the primaries were even decided, it was pretty much a given that Hillary Clinton was going to win. I mean, they were treating her like she's the Golden State Warriors in the NBA. Like, yeah, well, it doesn't matter what everyone else does because she's going to be the next president. Trump completely flipped that on its head.
And so you think Hillary Clinton was the John McCain of the Democrat Party?
Because
remember when he ran, it was this idea, well, it's your turn, with all deference and respect.
Didn't it seem like that? I mean, everyone...
Senator, yeah.
It just seemed like that going into the 2016 election, that it was Hillary Clinton's turn, that she'd been around long enough and that she'd tried enough times to become president that she was due.
Okay, by the way, too, I have to say this in the new world we live in. If y'all didn't listen to the show for a decade, I was no big fan of the policies of Senator McCain. Mm-hmm. But I am going to give deference to a war hero
mm-hmm.
and a man that stayed at the Hanoi Hilton longer than he had to. So if you have a problem with that, tough. Sorry. Let's go to Buck in Hurley. Hey, Buck, man, hadn't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, hey, good to see you, or talk to you anyway.
Likewise.
So I called in about the opposing views and giving people the voice to speak. Man, I'm so very thankful that we're not all the same, that we don't wear the same shoes, the same shirt, listen to the same music. That's what makes us all individuals, right?
Yep.
So when you're talking about Quinn, I disagree with him on a 70% to 30% basis. I cannot stand to hear him speak. Probably would kick him in the leg half the time when he started speaking. But you know what? I applaud you for bringing him on.
Thank you. I mean, this is, once again, because we do that doesn't mean, you know, it's not a tacit agreement. Maybe it's a tacit disagreement. It's neither. It's a thought starter. And I mean, you're a thoughtful guy, Buck. I mean, you know, you've always been. So I'm not surprised by your reaction. How's your garden?
Well, you bring on Doug Jones whenever he's in town, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay, let me tell y'all, because you know I love to pull back curtains and get rid of all the pomp and circumstance around the news business. Doug Jones is available to come on with me, and he will come on and answer questions, you know, about certain, some he won't, some he will. And so he'll come on. Senator Shelby's office, it gives me the cold shoulder. So
sure.
So when people go, oh, you have Doug Jones, I offer both of them time. And the person that responds, he is still our senator, and I'm going to give him time.
And I appreciate him coming on. I like to hear his voice. I like to hear what he has to say. Although, I disagree with pretty much everything that he stands for.
There we go. That's why Buck and I get along so well. Appreciate the call, man. 845 FM Talk 106.5. Let's grab one more here before we go to the break. And Paul is up in Mobile. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Sean. So you do like war heroes who get shot down?
Yeah, I do.
All right, good.
I have respect for. Which, by the way, too, I'm now I'm episode 8 of Ken Burns' Vietnam documentary.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! The things I thought I knew that I didn't know. What a! Oh my gosh! That's all I gotta say. Y'all gotta go watch that. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Paul.
And also, two callers ago, I did not know there were communists speaking on Fox News.
No, I don't know. I don't watch enough television to tell you.
I think they're socialists, but I didn't know there was any communists speaking on Fox News.
But there may be. Who knows?
But I have a different definition of rhino.
Okay.
And those are the ones who are Trump supporters.
Okay, so Republicans in name only for those uninformed.
Well, because Trump's a former Democrat,
mm-hmm.
and that many of the policies he's done are not typical Republican.
That's for sure. You heard
so
me lamenting
me,
that.
My definition of a rhino is a Trump supporter.
So you're saying that...
And I personally would like to get back to Republicans and Democrats.
So you're saying that that Trump absolutists are actually the rhinos.
Exactly. That's all I really have to say.
Wow. You should go set that down and walk right out of the room. Here you go, Paul. You know what? It's good, because you can step in the room and pick it up and run with it. 343-0106. 343-0106. Coming right back. May have a solution to the problem. A couple people on the text line have said, hey, it's not the fact that Quinn disagrees or I disagree with Quinn. It's the tenor of his conversation that he seems to be speaking down to people.
Mm.
And so my idea is, what if we take Quinn to the river camp for a weekend? Take him right now, the river's up, and we'll do some limb lining for catfish. What if I take Quinn? What do y'all think? We're going to get a cooler full of beer. Get him some Red Man plug.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, I'll sign up for that.
And we'll get him, bring the grease and the flour, and I'll take him to the river camp and take him limb lining for a weekend. By the time he gets back next week, he'll be like us, like regular folks.
You're talking about the river camp for so many months this year has only been accessible by boat.
Oh, yeah. Right now I could pull up within... because we're up 8 feet, and I could probably be within 3 feet of getting on the porch right now. It's convenient. It's convenient. If I had to move something heavy in and out, I'd be good. But yeah, we'll take him limb lining. What do y'all think? This is we could have a breakthrough, and we'll video this. If I had time to do it, some of the like the podcasters, even though we run 40 hours a week of podcasts, some people would be like, I had a tough podcast schedule. I had a 3-hour show this week. And I said, oh, cry me a river, and they got time to do all this other stuff. If I had time to take him up there, that would be. We run video the thing.
Yeah. I'll shoot him an email now. See if he can sign.
Quinn, you want to go limb lining? And the other thing that got me thinking about this, you mentioned during the break, and we are coming to the phones. Y'all hold on. But you mentioned Mitt Romney's birthday cake. Now,
yeah.
I play the clip of Mitt Romney all the time with his when he say I hunted varmints two or three times when he was trying to, like all the presidential candidates trying to act like they're sportsmen, or at least Republicans do, and it stood out when Bill Clinton stepped in it when he did it, and Mitt Romney. Done the same. I think Luther Strange did it here locally. I made fun of his stuff. And I said, Mitt Romney is, probably not like us.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he did what yesterday? His birthday cake?
Actually, it was a tweet from this morning. And Romney, who is sitting at his, flawlessly organized desk. It does look like he's in a basement, but the desk is completely clean. I mean, he's got a calendar there and a couple notebooks, but it looks nice.
Uh-huh.
He says, my team surprised me with a cake made out of my favorite snack. Twinkies.
So you're thinking, oh, Twinkies. He's like regular folks. He's eating a Twinkie.
Yeah, he's eating a Twinkie cake. And he said, looking forward to all this year has in store. But they have candles in basically every single Twinkie for however old Romney is now. And instead of doing the normal person thing and blowing out all of the candles and as one, trying to get them all in one swoop, one breath, he plucks each candle out individually and blows each candle out one by one, collecting the candles that are no longer lit in his left hand as he works his way through the Twinkie cake.
Right. He's going to make sure not to make a mess. And he's not going to blow out the... Like, you normally approach the birthday cake and you blow out all the candles. Not Senator Romney. He's going to, one at a time, pick them up and
blow about. It is the strangest thing. I'll retweet this. And y'all, this is the strangest thing I've seen this morning for sure online. And that's saying something with the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web.
Yeah, good point. I didn't see him make a wish. I can imagine what his wish would be, though. And it has to do with 2020.
Yeah, one at a time. Well, he'll never be able to run for anything ever again, because I'll run this video back to him pulling out each individual candle and blowing it out. It's the straight. All right. To the phones. David in Mobile up next.
Sean, with Clinton Hillier being from Louisiana, he's probably up for a good fishing trip, a bayou-style fishing trip.
Yeah, see, maybe he'll do it. Get him some give him some cold beer, some Red Man Plug, and we'll fry some fish. It'll be good. I'll turn him around.
Yeah. Listen, Clint and I disagree with each other about 40% of the time. We're not, it's not that 70-30 that Buck has, but, why it's important to have people that you don't agree with on your air, and to actually have a discussion with them, not just you, but people in general, is because you got to know where their heart is. And with Clinton's heart's in the right place. He wants to do better for America, to do better, and Alabama to do better. And he wants great things for America and Alabama. And when you have somebody with a heart like that, even if you disagree with them, you can still respect them and respect their opinion, because you know their heart's in the right place. And to the texter's point about how it sounds like Clint is talking down to people, well, that's just, that's because Clint is a Bill Buckley style, William Buckley style conservative, classic conservative, and that's, and he's, and I bet you if you ask Clint, he would tell you Bill Buckley is one of his conservative role models, and probably is why he models his style after Bill Buckley.
You might be right. Pretty good analysis. Appreciate the call. By the way, David's going to join us this week, co-host in Midday Mobile later on this week. We'll talk more about that coming up. All right, we're getting out of here in a couple minutes. Be back for Midday Mobile at noon today. So a couple things we're going to do on the show today. Number one is Ask the Sheriff. That means Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran joins us at 1 o'clock in studio. So you got questions for the sheriff, law enforcement questions. We can go back through all the concealed carry, open carry, all those questions. We could do that. Also, a couple things in the national law enforcement scene to talk about with Sheriff Cochran. That happens at 1. In the noon hour, we're going to talk rumbling and shaking, right? Because the joy of having this bully pulpit is there's some things that are not political, as you know, that I'm interested in, mm-hmm. and I get a chance to talk to pretty smart and interesting communicators out there, and Dr. Donald Beebe from the University of South Alabama is one of them, talking about geology, and we're talking about earthquakes like the one that happened in Flemington yesterday. This idea that, hey, there's no earthquakes around here, mm-hmm. and there have been very few compared to the Ring of Fire and all that kind of stuff, but there, you had the big one, the New Madrid Fault, the one that formed, that earthquake that formed Real Foot Lake, but we've had, quite a few tremors reported over the years here in our area, up by Flemington, out in the Gulf, over towards northwest Florida. So we'll talk about the actual fault lines that do exist underneath us right here on the northern Gulf Coast, and what the prevalence and intensity of earthquakes in the past has been and what they will be in the future.
Yeah, there's most people down here are so familiar with different weather events, whether it's hurricanes or the rain we get year-round, mm-hmm. that they could probably do national media interviews about hurricanes and the rain we get, and so smart about what we usually experience down here on the Gulf. But earthquakes, not something that a lot of people have experienced a bunch of times down here.
Or if you did, somebody told you it happened, and you thought, oh, maybe I did hear something rattling around in the china cabinet or something, but it wasn't intense. But there are fault lines in our area, and they do on occasion start a little rumble. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Beebe coming up at noon today on Midday Mobile. All right, we're out of here. Mike Gallagher Show on the way next. Remember, keep up with us online, fmtalk1065.com. And if you haven't downloaded the TuneIn Radio app, do it. Free app for your Android or your iPhone. Lets you listen to FM Talk 1065 wherever you get a signal on your smartphone. Also lets you pause the audio. You get a call, pauses the audio, you can pick it right back up. TuneIn Radio, the name of the app. Download it today. I'll see you all at noon.